Shir Zecher Nishmas, Yehuda ben Yisrael, Bela Basachofer Menachem Alevi, Moshe Baruch ben Avram Shlomo, Elio ben Yisrael Moshe HaKohen, Edel Bas Lemel HaKohen, Rivka Bas Raga Feivel, Shol Spilman, Yosef Shimon ben Chaim Yisrael, Paul Mordechai ben Elimelech, Cheskel Leib ben Chaim, Avram Berl ben Menachem Mendel, Mordechai Avram ben Yosef, Tov ben Yamin ben Chaim Avtali, Sar Bas Yisrael and Figa Bas Eliezer. Please pardon my voice. As you can tell, it's that time of year again when it's supposed to become very hoarse and difficult to speak. So we'll do our best. One of the more famous comments of the Ramban in this past week's parasha is when he addresses the pasuk, which tells us, "Oror asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos laasos osam." Cursed is the one who shall not uphold the words of this Torah to perform them. What does that mean? So the Ramban cites a Yerushalmi in Maseches Sota, which asks, "Ora shelo yakim v'chiyesh Torah nofeles." What do you mean, cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah? Is the Torah falling that it needs to be upheld? So the Rishali quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim Omer Zeh HaChazan. It refers to the Chazan. What does that mean? So Ramban explains as follows. He says, "V'lin yira, I think the pshat is, al HaChazan she'eno mekim sefer Torah al HaTzibor." It's a reference to the Chazan, the person in charge of the Beis Knesses, or the Chazan himself, or the Baal Kori, whoever the Chazan refers to as the individual who should but doesn't hold up the Sefer Torah toward the Tzibur, laharos pnei ksivaso lakol, to show the writing to the entire Tzibur. One who doesn't do so is in violation of this pasuk and is subject to this oror asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos. And Ramban then cites the Braisa Maseches So from Perek Yidaled, which is the source for the halacha of Hagba. Ramban quotes the Braisa and So from Yidaled Yidaled, which says, Shemagbin also. One is supposed to raise up the Torah. The Maseches So from actually writes that you're supposed to open it first, roll it open to three columns, and then lift it up, umare pnei ksivaso la'am, and show the writing to the people who are in the Beis Knesses, ha'omdim, to those who are standing, liyamino, to his right, vilismolo, and to his left. Why? The Brisim Sachasofim tells us, shemitzvah l'kol ha'anoshim v'lanoshim, it's a mitzvah for all men and women, leros haksav, to see the writing, v'lechroa, to bow, v'lomar, and to say, b'zos ha'torah asher samosh lefnei b'nei Yisrael. And then there's a questionable word in the girsa of the Braisa. According to the Vilna Gaon's girsa, the Braisa then says, Toras Hashem Tzmima Meshivas Nafesh, implying you say both of these psukim. So the Ramban cites this Maseches Sofrim as source for the understanding that the Yerushalmi in Sota is labeling one who doesn't perform this mitzvah properly as subject to this error. So writes the Ramban. Which, of course, highlights the significance of doing this mitzvah properly, of doing Hagba as halacha demands of us, and not neglecting it. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Lamed Daled, Shulchan Aruch quotes this lahalacha as well. Mare pnei ksiva sefer Torah l'am, you show the writing of the sefer Torah to the people, ha'omdim liyamino v'lismolo, who are standing to your right and to your left. And then Shulchan Aruch quotes the Braisa further, Umach zero lefano v'la'achrov. Turn it around, in front of you, behind you, because it's a mitzvah for all the men and women to see the ksav, vilachroa, and to bow, vilomar, and to say, vizos haTorah, Toras Hashem Tamima. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments here as follows. The Braisa and the Shulchan Aruch write, you're supposed to show the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people standing to your right and to the people standing to your left. So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achron Musay, if you are standing in the east, so circle from east to south, which means you turn in which direction? You're facing or standing in the east, you turn to the south, which means you turn to the right, which would be very understandable because Chazal tell us, Kolpinos, Shatapona, anytime you turn, ideally if you have a choice to go left or right, you turn to the right. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be telling us that you turn to the right. Now you might wonder, one second, the Braisa, Maseches Sofrim, and the Shulchan Aruch said, show the writing to the people standing to your right and to your left. Mara, Pneksivas, Sefer Torah, La'om, Ha'omdim, Li'imino, V'lasmolo. Show it to the people standing to your right and to those standing to your left. You would think that if you're showing it first to those standing to your right, that means you'd have to turn to the left so that they can see the writing. The answer to those is very simple. If we assume that the Shulchan Aruch is following the minhag of the Sfaradim, who hold up the Sefer Torah with the letters facing outwardly, makes perfect sense. Show it to the people standing to your right means you turn to the right. So even though we, Ashkenazim, have the minhag to hold up the Sefer Torah with letters facing the Magbiah, Mishnah Berurah still says, turn to your right. In other words, the Ikar is turn first to the right. The Maseches Sofrim, the Shulchan Aruch, speak of showing the letters to those to your right and to your left, because for them, holding the Sefer Torah facing outward, that would mean turn to your right. And then you show the people standing to your left. Now there are two minhagim that perhaps you have seen with regard to whether the Baal Magbiah, Baal Hagba, does a full circle 360, or whether he turns first to his right and does a half circle, and then it turns all the way around to his left to show the people on the other side who have not yet seen the writing of the Sefer Torah. Presumably, as cited in Sefer Siach HaTfilah, the reason of those who don't turn the full circle is maybe because they feel uncomfortable turning their backs to the Aron, as I am doing right now. Clearly, strictly speaking, there's no Isser to do so when the Aron is closed. You're not turning your back to the Sefer Torah. The Aron is closed, it's a different Rishus. There is nothing wrong with doing a full circle in the shul when you're holding the Sefer Torah. Certainly, when the purpose of your circling around is because you want to show the letters of the Sefer Torah to everyone in the shul, there's no chashash me'ikar adin. And in fact, it is quoted, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, as mentioned, Lucha Shlomo, would turn a full circle when he was, he would allow turning a full circle and recommend turning a full circle when asked about the meaning of Hagba. And the Chazon Ish also is quoted in Sefer Ochos Rabbeinu as having turned full circle when he did Hagba. But again, two different minhagim as to whether turning full circle or whether turning first halfway and then turning the other way afterwards. Another interesting discussion with regards to these halachos is we read this Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, based on Maseches Sofrim, you're supposed to say the psukim, Vizos HaTorah, and Toras Hashem Tamima. Many have the minhag based on, I guess, the Sidurim, to say Vizos HaTorah, Asher Sa Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe, which Rav Chaim of Elazhin objected to because in the Chumash there is no such pasuk of Vizos HaTorah, Asher Sa Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. There is a pasuk which says Vizos HaTorah, Asher Sa Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, period. There's another pasuk which says Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, Es Mishmeres Hashem Shamaru, Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. And the minhag seems to be based on that combination of psukim, taking this whole pasuk and then a half of that other pasuk, and saying them together, which Chaim of Elazhin objected to, because Chazal tells us in general that kopsuka lopaske Moshe and non lopaskinon, one is not supposed to cut a pasuk into pieces in a way that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do so. And for that reason, those who are makbid to adhere to Chaim of Elazhin's concerns in this regard would perhaps just say Vizosa Torah Ashes Amosh L'fnei B'nei Israel, or they would say the entirety of the second pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, Es Mishmeres Hashem Shemara, Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe, in addition to saying that first pasuk of Vizosa Torah Ashes Amosh L'fnei B'nei Israel. Two options. Now the truth is, one might argue that this issur of breaking up a pasuk might only be relevant when one is attempting to lane a pasuk. Meaning, if you think about it, so often we actually recite half pesukim. Kiddush Shabbos morning, many have the minhag to say Alkein Berach, which is starting in the middle of the pasuk, and not concerned for the kol pesuka lepaskei Moshe and lepaskinan. So there are many poskim. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa quotes, for example, from the Maram Shik, the Kaf HaChayim, the Nishmas Adam, that the only Isser is when one says the Pasuk when he's laning the Pesukim. But to say it B'derech Tefillah would be Mutter. After all, when we say Yud Gimel Midos, Slichos, we say it all the time. The Hashem Hashem, Kol Racham Mechanun, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed Emes, we cut it off in the Minakeh Lo Yinakeh, or Vinakeh. We don't go on with the rest of the pasuk. We stop by Vinakeh. Why is there not an issue of breaking up a pasuk? Again, because it's being said Derech Tefillah. This is also the psak of Reb Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvos Elef L'Chashlomo and Sim Mem Gimel. He as well holds that the issue is only when one is reading a pasuk, but not if one is saying a Derech Tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah writes that one should not say this pasuk of Vizosa Torah until he actually sees the writing of the Sefer Torah. So it's not just that as soon as the Sefer Torah goes up, right away you say the Pesukim, but you wait until you see the letters before you say the Pesukim. Another halacha that emerges from this Masechta Sofrim and the Shulchan Aruch, as I've mentioned once in the past, is the Shulchan Aruch and Masechta Sofrim both write that the mitzvah is liras haksav v'lichroa, to bow in the direction of the Sefer Torah upon seeing the ksav in the Sefer Torah. For whatever reason, the bowing part seems to have been in many cases neglected. Nonetheless, if one were to watch Rav Hirshel Schechter during Hagbah, you would see that he is very makbid. Every time he sees the Sefer Torah going up with the letters coming around, he does a back bow, I guess you would say, if that's how you want to refer to it. Not bending the knees, but just a bow towards the letters of the Sefer Torah, as per the Masechta Sofrim and Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. It's a mitzvah liros haksav v'lichroa, and to bow. Why that seems to have been somewhat neglected is a matter of discussion. In fact, the Pesukei Tshuvos quotes from the Klosenberger in his Tshuvos Divrei Yatziv, who suggests maybe that's because the mitzvah to bow is when the Sefer Torah is facing outward, as in the case of Sfardim, who do the Hagbah with the writing facing outward, or if those Ashkenazim who do so on Simchas Torah in that manner. Maybe then, suggests the Klosenberger, that's when their Ikar mitzvah is to bow toward the Sefer Torah. He meant that as Limud Tzchus, that those who don't bow when the Sefer Torah is done, is lifted the way we usually lift it, maybe that would be a Limud Tzchus on their behalf. But again, the pashtus of the halacha is that the mitzvah to bow applies regardless of which way you do Hagbah with the Sefer Torah. Incidentally, and interestingly enough, if one looks in the Shari Ephraim, you'll see that he seems to be opposed to doing the reverse Hagbah on Simchas Torah, although it seems to have gotten popular and gained traction in many circles. But Shari Ephraim, one of the great poskim and authoritative Sifri Halacha on Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, seems to be opposed to it. He says,
that it looks like you are trying to avoid seeing the letters. It doesn't look so nice in terms of cover for the Sefer Torah to turn it away from you if you're the Magbiah. So he seems to be more in favor of doing the regular Hagbah fashion. But either way, again, Me'ikar Din seems like the halacha would be that one should bow regardless of which way the Sefer Torah is being lifted once one sees the letters. I'll just try to be out here.